From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has taken credit for two deadly bombings in the Arabian Peninsula Friday. Both attacks targeted Shiite mosques and occurred as Iraq's vice president questioned the effectiveness of U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State forces. A group describing itself as a newly established affiliate said it was responsible for a blast in the eastern Saudi Arabian governorate of Qatif that killed 21 people and wounded at least 80 more. A second bombing near a mosque in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, wounded 13 people. Meanwhile, Iraqi Vice President Ayad Alawi said he has asked his country's leaders to form a strategy in the face of what he sees as a failed air campaign that is not controlling the militant group's growth. The Islamic State made further inroads towards its goal of creating a transnational caliphate Friday by seizing the last border crossing town between Syria and Iraq. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not under any circumstances be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. Visiting one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, Mr. Obama said a framework agreement last month between Iran and six world powers has already halted or rolled back Tehran's nuclear program. But the president said he will not settle for anything less than a good deal.
A deal that endures beyond a decade, that addresses this challenge for the long term. In other words, a deal that makes the world and the region, including Israel, more secure.
Negotiators from Iran and the so-called P5 plus 1 group are working against a June 30th deadline for a final agreement. This is VOA News. Attackers in Burundi's capital have thrown grenades into a crowded marketplace, killing at least two people in the latest violence sparked by the president's bid for another term in office. Police say at least a dozen others were injured when the grenades went off Friday in Bujumbura. It is not clear who is behind the attacks. Anti-government protests continued in the capital on Friday. Police fired tear gas at protesters who threw stones and burned tires. In another development, the UN Refugee Agency said an outbreak of cholera has killed 29 Burundian refugees who fled to Tanzania to escape political unrest at home. The U.S. State Department has released online nearly 300 emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that relate to a 2012 attack on U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi, Libya. The State Department said the documents cover a two-year period and relate to the security of and attacks on the U.S. facilities in Benghazi. Four Americans, including the ambassador, were killed in a September 11, 2012 attack there. Speaking in New Hampshire on Friday, Mrs. Clinton said she wants all of the emails released as soon as possible.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that the emails are starting to come out. This is something that I've asked to be done, as you know, for a long time, and those releases are beginning. I want people to be able to see all of them.
The emails have been a point of contention after it was found that Clinton, a 2016 Democratic presidential candidate, used a personal email account for messages she sent and received as Secretary of State. U.S. and Cuban officials meeting in Washington have failed to reach an overall agreement on reopening embassies and fully reestablishing diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years. The State Department's Roberta Jacobson, that is, said she remains optimistic that negotiations will conclude, but the two sides still have a few things that need to be ironed out. This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raúl Castro met during April's Summit of the Americas in Panama. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says she expects the central bank to start raising the key interest rate at some point this year. Yellen told a business group in Rhode Island on Friday she expects the economy to continue improving, ending the need for record low interest rates. The Fed slashed interest rates to nearly zero 6 years ago to bolster the economy in the midst of recession. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.